The third step to configure is to actually go initialize our appliance. I am on a server that is either connected via serial cable to the Store Simple appliance, or I'll tone it in. So either way, bring up PuTTY and make a connection to your machine. So if it's serial, you choose serial. In this case, I'll make a telnet session to the IP address. So let me connect to the appliance. And then I'm brought up with the command line window. If I hit enter, we'll see a menu that I'll be presented with. So I'm going to go ahead and choose number one, login with full access. And the default password on a device is capital P, password, and the number one. And when I enter that as the password, it'll log me into the appliance. And you'll notice here the first thing that it says to me is that you need to run the setup wizard. So it's right there spelled out for you. So invoke-hcs setup wizard. I'll go ahead and type that, and that'll kick off the initialization process. And one thing to note is if I just hit the enter key on a question it's prompting me for, that will choose the default selection. So in this case, I'm doing IPv4. I'll just hit enter. And I'll go ahead and configure the machine with my IP addresses and all the other information that I need. So in this case, there's my IP address, my subnet mask, 255.255.252. Now again, your numbers will be different. This is just the configuration of my machine. And the gateway, and then the primary DNS server. Let me put that in here, 759.200.238. And that may take a little bit of time for that to actually register and contact and do all of the things behind the scenes. So I'll give that just a couple minutes to finish, and then I'll come back. That did take a couple minutes, but is now configured. And I'll go ahead and put in my time server here and continue on. And if you need to create a web proxy, this is where you would do it. If you need one, you do not need one. Now, since we're using the default password the first time we log in, it'll expire that, and then it'll make you go ahead and create a new one. So I'll go ahead and put in my administrator password. Hit enter, and then I'll confirm that. Then it'll ask me for my Store Simple Snapshot Manager password. Now this one needs to be at least 14 to 15 characters long and a combination of upper letters, lowercase, etc. So I'm going to enter that one in now and confirm that password. It is quite long, and I obviously got one of my characters incorrect, so let me enter that again. I'll pause this while I do. In that time, I got my password correct. Now it's asking for the server's registration key. So this is the key that we had copied, or we obtained from the Windows Azure portal. So we copy that, and what I'll do is I'll just paste that in here. And when I hit enter, what that will do is that will actually go out and register this device with my Microsoft Azure portal. So that'll probably take 2 or 3 minutes while it gets activated. In the meantime, while it is registering, I will pause this and we'll come back. Now we successfully have registered that. And what we have is a success message, and we're presented back with our data encryption key. Now we'll want to copy this and save this data encryption key because we'll need it for registering other services later. Now inside this app, all you simply need to do is to highlight the key. Do not press Control C because that will actually exit you out of the wizard, and it won't be the correct option. So just highlight it, and when you highlight it, that automatically copies it to the clipboard. Save that in a safe location. And now the last step is to verify that that is connected. So I will go back to the Microsoft Azure portal. And we'll see here, this is my service. And if I click on the devices menu option, we'll see that my model 8100 here is status online and it is connected. So we have successfully connected that to the Microsoft Azure service.